For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the family church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
More than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.